Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our November Ordinary Council meeting of the Shire of Wongan Balladju. I'd like to start with item one, the acknowledgement of country. We'd like to begin by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the land within the Shire of Wongan Balladju, the Balladong and Yued people of the Noongar Nation, and pay our respects to elders past, present and emerging. Item two, attendance apologies, leave of absence previously granted, nil. Item three, public question time, nil. Item four, announcements from the presiding member, nil. Item five, deputations, presentations, submissions or petitions, nil. Item six, applications for leave of absence, nil. Item seven, confirmation of minutes. Confirmation of the minutes of the Ordinary Council meeting held on Wednesday the 22nd of October 2025. Could I have a mover for that, please? Councillor Sewell and a seconder. Councillor Richards. If there's no dissent or objection, we'll pass that. Thank you. So item nine, reports of officers and committees. I would like to move a motion that item 9.4.3 be brought forward to the first item of business today. Could I have a seconder for that? Councillor Clazzy. Is there any dissent on that? No. So thank you for that. We have a disclosure, Councillor Kalazi, for this motion for this agenda item. So it's an impartiality. Councillor Kalazi is a member of the Grower Advisory Council for CBH. So thank you for that. So just moving to item 9.4.3. So it is an application for development approval, proposal for fixed rail out, loading facility and associated rail siding extension. Could I have a mover for this agenda item, please? Councillor Sewell, thank you. A seconder? Councillor Hood, thank you. Councillor Sewell, would you like to open the discussion on this item?
Yes, I really just had one primary question, and it's already been raised with regard to RAV4. I was just concerned or interested as to whether CBH would feel if the growers in the area decided to use RAV7, whether they would need to dramatically change their proposal.
I might defer to Lex. Are you happy to answer that, Lex?
Thanks, Mr. CEO and Mr. President. Insofar as I can, which is probably a bit of a non-answer, it is really a question to CBH as to what they feel would need to be changed. We know that the internal movement system has been designed to suit RAV4 truck movements, and their transport impact statement has been written on the assumption that would be the maximum vehicle used for the development. I cannot answer the question as to what, if anything, would need to be altered internally to accept the higher or the larger capacity vehicles, I'm sorry. We expect that there would be some minor change to road internal road design to do that, but I can't answer that for sure. I don't believe, and Melissa may have something to add here, but I don't believe that conversation was had with the applicants.
No, definitely wasn't.
So I think in summary, if that was to ever eventuate as a proposal, I mean, it would fall on the proponent and through heavy vehicle services, and I guess then they'd be looking to uplift to RAV7 initially before they could even do any sort of internal upgrades to get people in, because they need that access, and then that would come to like us as it does anyway, as a normal HVS application does, and I guess then we'd go from there. And I think what Lex is saying and what is in the advice notes is basically that if in the future they did want to uplift, they'd do that first and they'd have to do another DA probably for those just changes to the internal roads. That's probably the crux of it. But yeah, as for now, their planning is purely based on the current road layout of RAV4, so that's really on them, yeah.
Yeah, I was really only trying to help them along if all of a sudden they decided they had made some... If they needed to change a lot, then it would be the time to do it now rather than afterwards. So, but I have no objections to the recommendation.
Yep. Councillor Hood, would you have anything to add?
No, nothing to add. I just echo Councillor Sewell's question and concern. So, yeah, if they could plan forward for future high-rated vehicles, it would be, even if it doesn't happen, then at least they're prepared for it.
Yep. Mm. Thank you for that. Lex, do you have anything else that you would like to add in regards to this agenda item?
Not specifically. I think as a whole, the application as we assessed it was very thorough, very comprehensive. All the questions that we had along the way were answered. It would seem to me that it would be a piece of infrastructure that would only benefit the Shire overall, insofar as it would be putting more of the grain products of the region onto the rail system and taking trucks off the road, so there'd be a net reduction in truck movement through the year. The infrastructure seems to be right and fit for purpose. All aspects of it are compliant. We did note a minor variation requirement for setbacks, but we are extremely comfortable that's quite inconsequential in the context of what those setbacks are designed to achieve. So we have no issue in recommending it.
Thank you. Melissa, would you have anything to add?
No, I do not.
Okay. Sam?
No, I put it to the vote.
Okay. So we'll go to the officer's recommendation. So it's quite a lengthy one, and I won't actually read it all, but I will read that the council, the first paragraph, that the council approved the application for development approval for the proposed fixed rail out loading facility with associated infrastructure and rail siding extension at lot 127 on deposited plan 428813 and the adjoining western land within the rail corridor, subject to the following conditions. And we actually have 8 conditions as well as 3 advice notes. So I'd like to just hear if there's any dissent or objection to this motion being passed. So that being that there's no dissent, that motion is passed. Thank you. So we'll return back to the start of our agenda and governance 9 9.1 and 9.1.1, the appointment of council members to committees and external groups. So the officer recommendation is that council appoint the president as a proxy on the following council committees: Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee, Health, Building and Planning Committee, and the Works and Services Committee. And item two, appoint Councillor Jared Hood as a voting delegate to the Rural Water Council of Western Australia. Can I have a mover for that motion, please? Councillor Stasevic, and seconder, Councillor Klasik. Are there any questions at all? Okay. So is there any dissent with that motion? Everyone happy that motion is passed? Thank you. So item 9.2.1, accounts submitted for October 2025. So the officer recommendation is that council, in accordance with the regulation, receives a list of payments for the month ended 31st of October 2025. Totaling $925,234.27. This includes payments made under delegated authority and payments made using purchasing cards by authorised employees. Could I have a mover for that motion, please? Councillor Hood, seconder. Councillor Richards. So if you'd like to go, we can go through the pages one by one. And Sam, if you happy to...
Well, unless if no one has any questions, if they've pre-read it, we can don't have to go page by page.
Okay.
It's up to... Yeah.
I only had one question. I'm sorry, I cannot find my notes to tell you which number it is. I believe it to be Wallace Computers, potentially. And again, there, the support that we receive, which Councillor...
Would that be page...
I found it, I think. Is it number seven, page 15?
Leave requests on mobile phone?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that we still haven't got a service where staff can query without being charged a fee.
Yeah. Through the chair, so certain services, I guess, fall outside the scope of the agreement with Wallace Computer Solutions. So the online leave and timesheet application that we have is actually through our ERP provider, Council First. And I guess some of the back-end stuff through the Microsoft portal that Wallace sometimes need to do for Council First does incur a minor cost, which was not originally, I guess, foreseen as part of the original agreement. It's something we could look at revisiting. But it's just how, I guess, the agreement is at the moment. Yeah, so it's not a direct service that they, I guess, are the custodian of. They're doing it in liaison with the ERP provider, and it fell outside of the original scope of support, yeah.
And I expect that maybe staff may also not realise that to make a phone call would cost $80 until the first one has occurred.
Yes. Only a couple of people, I guess, have the authority to submit tickets to Wallace and stuff, for example. Like, generally, it's actually only myself as the CEO and Melinda as the deputy CEO for the most part through Wallace, and now and again some managers will. But yeah, we generally, you know, if it's within the scope and it's free, people are aware, but it should normally come triaged through myself or Melinda first, so that way if it will incur a cost, we can kind of, can we deal with it in-house and not incur the cost? If we can't, well... it's just part of business, but yeah.
Yeah. It's the only very minor one that I came across.
Is there any other queries for this item, agenda item? Is there any dissent at all with passing this item? Otherwise, if everyone's happy, that item is passed. Thank you. So item 9.2.2, financial reports for September 2025. So the officer recommendation is that council receives the monthly financial report and statement of financial position for the month ending 30 September 2025 as presented as attachment 9.2.2.1 to this report. And item 2 notes that the unrestricted municipal surplus of 5.592423 for the month ending 30 September 2025. Could I have a mover for this agenda item, please? Councillor Sewell, seconder, Councillor Kalasic. Councillor Sewell, do you have any questions at all?
No questions.
No questions. Councillor Kalasic, do you have any questions?
No questions.
Thank you. Is there any dissent at all with this item? No, thank you, that is carried. Okay, so the next item is 9.2.3, financial reports for October 2025. The officer's recommendation is that council receives the monthly financial report and statement of financial position for the month ended 31st of October 2025 as presented as attachment 9.2.2.1 to this report. And item 2 notes the unrestricted municipal surplus of $4,655,204 for the month ending 31st of October 2025. Do I have a mover for this motion, please? Councillor Hood, a seconder. Councillor Sewell, thank you. Councillor Hood, do you have any questions at all?
No, it all looks good.
Thank you. Councillor
Sewell? No questions.
Thank you.
So that's the attachments that are below it, which are 9.2.3.1. Does that matter?
Yes, through the chair, that's correct. Just a minor textual, we can amend that in the minutes, yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
Yes, yeah.
Are there any other questions? Is there any dissent with passing this motion, this agenda item? No. Thank you, that's carried. So item 9.2.4, 2025-26 budget amendment, reallocation of capital roadworks. So the officer recommendation is that council, pursuant to section 6.A1B of the Local Government Act 1995, authorises by absolute majority the amendment to the 2025-26 capital works schedule as included in the 2025-26 adopted annual budget as shown in attachment 9.2.4.1. Could I have a mover for this motion, please? Councillor Kalasic, seconder. Councillor Sewell. Councillor Kalasic, do you have any questions at all?
No questions. I think it's a good idea.
Thank you. Councillor Sewell.
No questions. This came through Works and Services Committee, and it's quite a little windfall for us, so it's great.
It is. Thank you very much. So is there any dissent on this agenda item? So if everyone's happy, that is now passed. Thank you. So we'll move to item 9.3, Works and Services. 9.3.1, Council Policy Reviews. So we have, as detailed, we have seven policy reviews, and I would like to move a motion that we actually, that we group.
We'll move them en bloc if no one has any dissent against them.
If there's no dissent with any of those, I'd like to move them as a block, that we actually vote on them as a group. Is there any dissent at all with any of those policy items, 1 to 7? No? So if everyone's happy, I'd like to... Can I maybe call from the floor someone to move a motion that we actually move all seven of those policies as a block? Could I have a mover? Councillor Hood, thank you. And a seconder? Councillor Sewell, thank you. So is there any dissent at all with any of those? Everyone's happy that that item is passed as a block. Thank you for that. So now moving on to item 9.4, health, building and planning, and 9.4.1, subdivision, WAPC application number 200529, referring to 75 Newton Road, West Balladue. So the officer recommendation on this one is that council support the proposed subdivision and direct the chief executive officer to advise the Western Australian Planning Commission that there is no objection to the proposal for the freehold subdivision of lot 3213 75 Newton Road, West Balladue, into three freehold green title lots, 87, 88 and 89, as per the application number 202308. Could I have a mover for this motion, please? Councillor Richards, could I have a seconder, please? Councillor Sewell. Councillor Richards, do you have any questions? Okay, Councillor Sewell?
No.
No, thank you. Is there any dissent on this particular item, agenda item? Okay, if everyone is happy, we will move that. Thank you. Okay, so we move now to item 9.4.2, subdivision WAPC application number 202377, lot 434 Condit West Road, Condit. And we have actually received a disclosure of interest from Councillor Sewell for this agenda item number. An impartiality. You have an adjoining property, the cousin's property.
It is my cousin's property.
It is your cousin's property. Thank you for that. Okay, so we move to the officer recommendation, which is that council support the proposed subdivision and direct the chief executive officer to advise the Western Australian Planning Commission that there is no objection to the proposal for the freehold subdivision of lot 434 Condit West Road, Condit, into two freehold green title lots, 800 and 801, as per the application number 202377. Could I have a mover for this motion, please? Councillor Richards and Councillor Kolasi, thank you. Councillor Richards, do you have any questions or comments? No. Councillor Kolasic? No. So is there any dissent at all on this particular item number? Okay, that being the case, we will pass. That's a majority. That motion is passed. Thank you. So we move then to item 9. Let me just get to it. The CBH documentation. It certainly wasn't extensive. So we got the next item is 9.5, community services. Nil. Item 10, new business of an urgent nature introduced by decisions of the meeting. Nil. Item 10, matters for which the meeting may be closed. Nil. Item 12, closure. The meeting is closed at 3:24 p.m.